Jesus knows you by name and he speaks your name with love. How could this truth encourage you? Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Our devotion today is about names. I mean, let's face it, we all have one, but the question is, what's in a name? That's the name of our devotion, and it was written by Allison Wilson Lee. My mom taught first grade at a local elementary school. One year, the group of students in her class included a girl named Rosa, but Rosa struggled to pronounce the letter R. When she introduced herself, the other kids thought she announced her name was Woza. And throughout the early months of the school session, the other first graders referred to this little girl as Woza. I don't think they intended to tease or embarrass her, they were just confused. Eventually, Rosa's patience wore thin. She tolerated the mispronunciation of her name for far too long. So during class one day, she passionately declared, "My name's not Woza, it's Woza." Our names belong to us in a special way. They're closely connected to our identities. When our names are misused or misspoken, it feels personal, maybe even insulting. But when others use our names intentionally to connect with us, take notice. The Bible tells us that God calls his people by name, and he even calls them his own. The Lord's voice beckons us into relationship with him. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, summons his sheep by name to follow him. When we turn to Jesus as our Savior, the one who died in our place and rose from the dead so we can have forgiveness, we begin a relationship with him. We can recognize the voice of our Savior and follow where he leads. The Lord calls us to be joined with Christ and become his own, and he will never mispronounce our names. So let's talk about this. What are some questions going through your mind right now? Can you think of a time someone misspoke or misused your name? Jesus knows you by name, and he speaks your name with love. How could this truth encourage you? If you put your trust in Jesus, you've been enfolded into the people of God, grafted into the family tree of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who God named Israel. Take a look at Isaiah 43 verse 1 and try replacing Jacob and Israel with your own name. Then read it aloud slowly. What do you notice? Now, as you and I can read in that verse I just mentioned, in fact, Isaiah 43 verse 1, "Now this is what the Lord says, the one who created you, Jacob, the one who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible John chapter 10, verses 1 through 30, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. How would you like to write for Unlocked, just like Allison did for our devotion today? If you're interested, check out our writer's guidelines at unlocked.org. Also, be sure to check back tomorrow, because we're going to look at grief. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.